Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. It all continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 16th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 at 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple, the checks and balances to protect us all from out-of-control government inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, the absolute solution to our problems. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt Crosby's with me. Hello, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. We also have Becky Akers with us. She's a well-known libertarian, an anarchist. A lot of people say, what's the difference between the two? Some people say nothing but a couple of election cycles. ladies and gentlemen, Becky Akers is not only very educated about the proper role of limited government, which in her case would be, for the most part, very little and or no government. At the same time, she's very, very well educated when it comes to things that matter most. Becky Akers is also a well-known author. Her two books, Abducting Arnold, it's about Benedict Arnold. Who is he? Who was he? What was he really about? Was he about what we've been told in the history books? Abducting Arnold. The other book, Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale. Get both revolutionary new novels. Get them before they're banned, ladies and gentlemen. Becky Akers, welcome to Liberty Roundtable.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's always an honor and a privilege.
And a happy Valentine's Day to you and yours.
Thank you, and the same to you. I imagine it was quite a festival at your house.
It was fantastic. Last night we had my married daughter and her husband over, and we made a big old huge Valentine's dinner, and it was just tremendous time together. We really had fun, and we played games, and we ate, and it was just a festive time, to say the least. And what we did is we basically got these stickers. And we wrote on the stickers couples, like couples that you see in movies or whatever, and then you put it on everybody's forehead, and you had to guess which couple you had by asking yes or no questions. It was kind of fun.
That sounds terrific.
So we did that, and I got Jack and Sue from a TV series called Sue Thomas Private Eye, and that's who I got. Anyway, you'd have to check that out. But nevertheless, I want to tell you a quick Valentine's Day story. Then we'll get on with the news the networks refused to use today. An anonymous boy sent Valentines to every single girl in a school. Dateline, Edmond, Oklahoma. For one young man in Oklahoma, Valentine's Day was not about a special someone, a kiss, or a moment. In fact, he was able to make almost 1,100 girls, well over 1,000 girls in his high school, happy. That's according to KFOR in Oklahoma. His name for one day was anonymous. His real name is Dan. He sent out 1,076 cards with candy to every single girl in his high school. For single people, Valentine's Day oftentimes isn't always easy. And he sent out this Valentine with candy, and the Valentine basically said this: remember that there will always be someone who will care about you, and I will be one of them. Love, Anonymous. Now, this guy started in the summer working to get money so that he could pay for this whole event. He was actually short of money a couple of weeks ago, about 200 bucks short, about 150 bucks short, I guess. He said, you know what? God will provide, and God did, and he was successful. Now, he didn't do it for fame. He didn't do it to get a date. He didn't do it for money. He tried to remain anonymous, but his cover got blown, and the news media picked it up, and good for them for doing so. Now, what do you think of that, Becky?
Oh, I just think that's such a heartfelt gesture, and it's too bad more people aren't like this young man. I have something of a similar opinion on Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and Father's Day. They really rather irritate me, because I think if you're blessed enough to have a spouse, a sweetheart, if you are blessed enough to have a mother, blessed enough to have a father, every day should be Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, or Father's Day. A day should not pass that you do not tell these people how much they mean to you. And to set aside for one day a year is really horrific, I think. But the flip side of that, of course, is that anyone who has lost a mother or a father, anyone who is single and doesn't have a sweetheart, it just rubs it in on that day, your loss or your loneliness. So
now, I think that if we have random acts of kindness and we have people doing what's right, though, then you know what? You can adopt the father, adopt the mother, adopt the grandfather, adopt the grandmother. For example, for my children, all their grandmothers and grandfathers, except they have a grandmother living, actually two grandmothers, but the fathers are gone, etc. We've got people in our church and our congregation, they're older gentlemen. And they've kind of played the role of grandpa to a great degree. And so I think what we need to do is heal families by being that person in someone's life. You can be a friend, you can be a, and you can adopt people and kind of bring them into your family and into your life. And I know that they're not blood, but I also know that there's this guy named Jack. He's a friend of ours. He's a family friend. He goes to all my kids' basketball games because he loves basketball, because he's kind of like a grandpa character. And I'm just telling you, it's that kind of stuff. This boy just said, listen, I don't have a special girl. I'm alone on Valentine's Day, but I'm going to work hard and I'm going to give all these girls, even probably the ones that may not be as well liked or as pretty, I'm going to give them all this note that says, you know what? People care about you, and I'm one of them. And he tried to remain anonymous until he got his cover blown. I just think it's tremendous and think we need more of it. And I think we can reach out through our Christian behaviors and do something for someone. And part of the problem in society, Becky, and this is the reason that I focus on this, everything is so negative everywhere you go. It's just you got to find positive things, man.
Absolutely. And Dan is a real hero. And, you know, we always hear about cops being heroes when they kill people and issue tickets to drivers and generally go around ruining people's days, ruining people's lives, taking people's lives. They're not heroes. A young man like Dan, that's a hero. A man who builds other people up, that's a hero.
I hear that. Now, it is. They call it President's Day. I reject that notion as well. It is George Washington's birthday. They say he was first in war, first in peace, and first in the heart of his countrymen. What do you think, Becky?
Well, that was Light Horse Harry Lee's description of him, and it's quite eloquent. And I would go along with that. He was a monumental human being. I don't have any respect for rulers, and presidents are, of course, rulers. They are even more disingenuous in many ways than kings, because Americans have deluded themselves that if we have a ruler for whom we're allowed to vote, that somehow is better, having him boss us around, than having a king boss us around. It isn't. But George Washington did not come from that stamp. He time and time again turned down power over his fellow Americans. And in fact, at one point, after he had won the American Revolution, at one point the country was clamoring, a great many people wanted to appoint him king and make him king for life. And George III in England said, if he turns that down, he's the greatest man who ever lived. And in fact, George Washington, of course, did turn it. In fact, he was horribly wounded that all his efforts to fight for freedom had only resulted in Americans asking for a different ruler instead of wanting to rule themselves and be ruled under the Lord. So he was not only turning it down, he was extremely insulted that this is how Americans looked at him as a potential ruler. So he is just a monumental human being. I have nothing but utter respect and admiration for George Washington. However, we have to be very careful when we look at Washington. He is, as I said, just sui generis. There are not other men like him. We cannot let him make us think that presidents and kings are okay. They are not. And a man like Washington does not come along every day, doesn't come along every 1,000 years even, doesn't come along. I can't even think of another man in human history who was like George Washington. We need to recognize that, need to understand it, need to realize that anyone else, given the kind of power and acclamation that George Washington was given, would eagerly snatch at it.
You're right about that. And I would not call George Washington the greatest man that ever lived. I would call Jesus Christ greatest man that ever lived.
I was speaking totally of human.
You're right about that. But when people say that, we need to realize, and this is the point that I want to end on this segment, come back in a second and have you respond, Becky Akers. We need to realize that George Washington was very special, but he was only a man. And that's the point we need to drive home. And we'll talk about it in seconds, and then we'll talk about God-given rights. Roy Moore's in the news. We'll talk about it on your radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
So just who will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, John Moore, John Stadtmiller, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us, just to name a few, are the senior instructors, medical doctor Norman Shuley, engineer Matt Stein, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, physicist Dr. Richard Allen Miller, author Captain John Reagan, counterterrorist Mike Ma, author Rich Sheban, and the CSPOA founder, Sheriff Richard Mack. You'll learn how water wells work, how to buy gold and silver quietly, discreetly, and privately. Learn the importance of good health and how to care for your loved ones. Learn alternative medicines, overcoming anxiety, stress, high blood pressure, and alternative cancer treatments. You'll have access to more doctors, more authors, more talk show hosts than any event we know of. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
George Washington's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt we should support George Washington's actions. We should revere him as a man head and shoulders above other men, no question. Becky Akers, our guest riding shotgun today, put it very succinctly. He was incredible. But I want to be very clear, on George Washington's birthday, we should revere him and we should not pervert the term and call it President's Day. However, he was first in war, first in peace, first in the heart of his countrymen, for good reason. But we need to be very careful and realize that he is not Jesus Christ. He should not be put up on a pedestal. He was only a man. So what I'm saying is we should respect his stance. We should respect what he taught, what he believed in, what he lived by example. No question, but we need to be careful and realize he was only a man. And whenever you put your faith and trust in the arm of flesh, Becky, you're in trouble.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus Christ, of course, is in a category all by himself as the Son of God and the propitiation for our sins. We can't do anything to save ourselves. All we can do is trust the Lord for our salvation and to make us right in the sight of God. And if I can expand a little bit, though, on what you were saying about George Washington, Sam, I often hear people nowadays, and I don't know how old this attitude or saying is, but I'll hear people say, well, I don't like Obama, but I respect his office. And I'd like to know, why do you respect the office? I mean, the office was set up in a certain way. It's been totally perverted now. It is no longer abiding. The presidency has been expanded so much beyond its constitutional limits. Even under the Constitution, I would ask, why would you respect the office? Basically the president is supposed to be consorting with Congress, and he's set up as, the executive branch is one of the three branches. Why would you respect any branch of government? Even the founders didn't respect government. They had a very low opinion of it. That's why they set up the Constitution the way they did. They realized that government is out to destroy freedom. And they had no respect.
Well, even the mafia says respect must be earned, right?
Respect must be earned, and I just am always puzzled every time I hear somebody come out with it. And I have to say, Sam, regrettably enough, I only hear it from Christians. And I always want to ask, where do you get that? Why do you think the Bible preaches this, that you should have respect for a political office? No. So. I just wanted to expand on your...
Well, and I think you've got a valid point, and here comes the battle between Judge Roy Moore in Alabama. He's rejecting same-sex marriages based on Christian beliefs and Christian values. He says we're a Judeo-Christian nation. Nothing in the supreme law of the land gives government authority to force perverted marriage or sodomite marriage on a given state. The battle is on. A CNN anchor host had on Roy Moore. The CNN anchor is a guy by the name of Chris Cuomo, I think is how you say his name. And Chris Cuomo, he's an attorney. He's a CNN anchor host. He says Americans' rights do not come from God. Our laws come from a collective agreement and compromise. The debate over same-sex marriage with Alabama Supreme Court Justice. Anyway, they had a big battle. He sharply interrupted Judge Roy Moore, and he said, hey, our rights come from man, not God. Judge Roy Moore had a very eloquent response based on court cases and based on fundamental realities of American beliefs, if you will, that have been true for literally centuries. How would you respond to this CNN anchor, Chris Cuomo, saying, hey, your rights don't come from God, it's just a collective agreement of man?
Well, Sam, I would ask him if he's heard of Nazi Germany. And I would ask him if he's heard of other democracies, quote, through the ages. I would ask him if he's heard of the Democratic People's Republics that populate our own world. As soon as we start on that idea that our rights descend from man, we have opened the floodgate to utter genocide and chaos and murder, because any right man gives, or a group of men that we call government, they can revoke, okay? The Nazis revoked the rights of people they didn't like to life. The Nazis revoked the rights of groups they didn't like to work. They took away their right to employment. People in the Nazi Germany Empire starved to death when the Nazis didn't like the way they were born and revoked the rights that they had given them. So as soon as you start on this road, you are holding forth on behalf of the worst tyranny the world has ever seen, murderous tyranny. This is absolutely from the pit of hell. Our rights do not descend from man or any government. Our rights descend only from the Creator. He has endowed each of us with inalienable rights. Doesn't mean that a government won't try to take those rights away, but as soon as a government does take them away, we identify it as a dictatorship and tyranny.
And one fascinating thing, no matter how many things we may have slight differences of opinion or beliefs or understanding of in America. For example, I believe the Constitution, if we were to adhere to its principles completely, would be the best government on the earth until Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, comes, the only king I can support. Becky Akers believes that, hey, as good as the Constitution is, it isn't pure, and it leads eventual, all governments lead to eventual downfall. We have slight disagreement on that. However, there's people who have disagreements all over the country on so many issues, but there's one thing that set America on a different course from any other nation, historically speaking, and that they virtually all agreed on was that there was this creator or nature and nature's God or a supreme being or whatever term you want to use. They were smart enough to point to that greater than man or greater than government as the author of our unalienable rights. And instead of dividing on the keys to theology, which we seem to often do today, they were wise enough to say, look, we all agree that there's something greater than government that gives us guidance and blessings. That was a universal understanding among the founders, Becky.
Oh, absolutely. The founders had no illusions whatsoever about where their rights came from, and that was a universal doctrine. It wasn't like there was disagreement about this. Anyone in either England or America who heard something as ridiculous as our rights descend from man would have been up in arms because they understood instantly the implications of that. I'm fascinated that someone on the side of pretending that sodomy is marriage would advance such an argument, because up until a few years ago, and I haven't seen the latest polls, so it may currently be the case as well, but up until a few years ago, most Americans opposed such.
Well, and it's still true. It just depends on who takes the polls, Becky. They can manipulate that reality no matter what the truth is anyway.
Absolutely. So again, we see the danger in saying that our rights descend from man. If you have the right pollster asking a slanted question, you can come up with any result you desire, including, shall we kill people who happen to have been born in Poland? Shall we just round them up and kill them all? Shall we put the intelligentsia up against a wall and shoot at them?
Well, we've already started that with the murder of 50-plus million of the most innocent among us, the babies, right?
Well, that has long been up for popular revocation of rights, absolutely. So, you know, we can take a lesson from abortion on where this philosophy leads to and why it is absolutely something any free and decent human being will instantly condemn.
Now, this whacked-out CNN host said rights do not come from God, which is one interesting, deceptive, manipulated fallacy. However, then they say, or he says this, our laws come from collective agreement and compromise. The second you believe in the collective and that our rights can be compromised, you've lost the battle, Becky. The seeds are sown for destruction.
That is going to lead directly to Stalinist Russia.
All right, hold on. I want you to respond to this in more detail. Got a quick break, then we'll come back and have Becky respond to this in more detail. I want to bring Kurt into the mix. We've got a governor that resigned over immorality. We'll tell you about that coming up. Got all kind of stuff going on. Ladies and gentlemen, you want Becky's incredible novels? One's called Hailstorm, the other one, Abducting Arnold. Look for Becky Akers in those titles. Buy them before they're banned. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The collective and the compromise, in my opinion, two of the most dangerous words when it comes to God-given, absolute, unalienable rights, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the CNN anchor is advocating for, collective and compromise. Man, you believe in that, and you've sold the country, and you're sold down the river, Becky.
And, you know, Sam, the really sad thing about that is that this CNN anchor is not alone. If he were in these kinds of absolutely heinous opinions, he'd be off the air. Many Americans, in fact, I think a majority of Americans now, are reflexive communists. They've been raised with communist philosophy in the public schools. They go home and they watch hours of television where communism is preached, and they come up with this kind of drivel that our rights are open to compromise, that we only have the rights our neighbors agree to give us. And the really sad thing about this is that unlike Americans in the early part of the 20th century, communism was on a vast political scale such as Russia was then experimenting with. Communism was a rare phenomenon in world history, and people then can be somewhat partially excused for not realizing all the evils that would grow out of it. There is no longer any excuse. We have seen the genocide. We have seen the huge, large-scale murder. We have seen the impoverishment that results. Anyone who knows anything about the 20th century, anyone who lived through the 20th century, knows what communism gives us. It gives us torture. It gives us people rounded up and put in camps. It gives us people slaughtered in the tens of millions by their own governments. So if you are a communist in America today, you have no excuse. This CNN guy should be run out of town on a rail, but he will not.
No doubt.
Because too many Americans agree with him.
And the sad part is, whether you believe in outright communism or not, most people would say they're not communist. But then when you talk about this collective idea, they believe the lie that, hey, for the greater good, we got to do this. Look, all children deserve, it's virtually a government-granted right privilege, whatever you want to educate. You got to have a government education system. Well, that's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. They would never back communism, but they would say education is so vital, they don't realize the origins of this deception. Same thing with government controlling property. The list goes on and on and on, where we somehow think we're rejecting communism, that we're liberty-loving Americans, but we deny the very origins thereof and the principles that really promote liberty. We embrace the principles that promote tyranny under the guise of the greater good, right?
In other words, Sam, we're lying to ourselves.
No question.
And that's the very worst thing you can do. It's one thing to lie to your husband or your friend or your sister. That's heinous. But when you lie to yourself, there is no honesty left in you. If you are embracing communist principles, have the decency to call yourself a communist. I understand why you don't want to. I understand with communism's record why the Americans who are flat-out communists won't ever admit to being so. But that should warn the rest of us even more fiercely away from their murderous philosophy of a common opinion on what our rights are and a collective agreement and compromise.
And a democracy-style implementation thereof will lead to tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic, and it's a very different scenario. We don't even have a democratic republic in the traditional sense of democracy eventually taking precedence. We got to reject that notion, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the individual, and it's about God, and about the Creator's grant to us of liberty based on us following certain qualifications. And those qualifications has to do with morality, have to do with God's laws. And if we keep his laws, we're blessed and have liberty. We don't keep his laws, and we're cursed with tyranny. It's that simple. To prove the point, we're electing immoral leaders, no doubt. As they rule over us, we'll have immoral followers. Kirk Cosby, Dateline, Oregon.
Well, good point, Sam. Yeah, it looks like in Oregon there, I guess it was nearly a four-time governor. Well, you could say four times. He just got sworn in the early part of January. But the guy's name was John Kitzhaber. He just announced his resignations following allegations his fiance used their relationship to win contracts for her consulting business. I mean, imagine, Sam, a good old boy system going on.
Why does Bill and Hillary and everybody else get to do that, but John doesn't? Come on, Kate.
Good point. This is a Democrat, though, and I guess, they say that this fiance, actually, Sam, back in, 97, she was paid $5,000 to marry an 18-year-old Ethiopian immigrant, seeking to stay in the U.S. Kind of an interesting side part there. Just one other tidbit. Since this governor is going to be moving on, guess who is going to be the next governor of Oregon? Well, the answer is the first openly bisexual will be that coming up there in Oregon. I'll tell you what, they're moving forward, aren't they?
They just can't run from one violation of God's laws to the next fast enough, Becky.
No, they can't. What I want to find out is what governor is going to step forward and say, oh, bisexuality, that's nothing. I'm a pedophile. Or maybe they don't want to compete with the TSA.
Well, that's where we're headed.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
That's no doubt where we're headed, tragic to say. And I know a lot of people would say, Sam, you can't make one quantum leap from one to the other. And I can say this, when you turn your back on God, when you say that man rules over us, and it's just a compromised collective that decides, all I can tell you is there is no end to the debauchery that when man sets his back against God, that we'll achieve. We'll achieve you think it can't get lower, we'll achieve greater lows, Becky. You think that it can't get worse or more immoral or more perverted? There's no end to the perversion that man can engage in when, as a whole, they turn their back on God. And that's what we see in America today, and we're going to pay the penalty, I promise.
They have no logical or moral leg to stand on when they say it's perfectly all right to commit sodomy with another man, but it's not okay to have sexual relations with a child. Why not? What is your reasoning? It's perfectly okay to have sex with a man if I'm a man, but it's not okay to do it with a cow. Why not? What is your reasoning? Why is one okay and one is wrong? The only reason you can advance is because it is against biblical law. When you take that away, you have no leg to stand on.
And when you say that by the consent of the collective is where we will garner our direction, what happens when more people believe in being involved with cows or whatever the case may be? The collective will decide, will they not? They'll railroad anybody who disagrees or appeals to anything else but the collective, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of people would say, well, okay, what is wrong? Why would the Bible, that outdated, ridiculous collection of fairy tales, why is it so condemning of sodomites? What's the big deal? And, you know, again, you can extend that to bestiality or pedophilism. The reason these are all so very contrary to the will of God for humanity is because they are direct attacks on the nuclear family. And when you attack the family, when you tear down the family, you open yourself to the state. The state is then the refuge. And we have seen this in practicality. I'm not just spouting theory here. The U.S. government has systematically destroyed the black family over decades. They have gone in, and now I don't know the statistics offhand, but an overwhelming majority of black babies are born to single mothers without a father. Those mothers turn to government, not to the men in their lives, to take care of them, and their children are raised as wards of the state to all intents and purposes. The government supplies their housing. The government supplies their education. The government supplies their food. These kids grow up to believe that government is the solution, and they are totally loyal to the state.
And that's if they're allowed to live in the first place, Becky.
They are proud and happy to live as wards of the state. I'm sure everybody's read that internet posting by a woman on welfare who laughed at those of us who aren't wards of the state and gloated about the fact she can just sit around and smoke pot all day while we have to go to the office. Okay, this is what results. This is why the nuclear family is so incredibly important. Unless you want to wind up in a totalitarian society where the politicians and bureaucrats call all the shots and you can't even get a job without their approval, which is where we are now. Okay, we all have to have licenses. For even the most mundane thing like cutting hair, you've got to have a license. Okay, unless we want to continue in that route, we now see the FAA coming out with all kinds of rules on drones. Okay, as though we are so stupid we can't even fly a drone by ourselves without the government interfering and telling us how to do it. That's where we're heading, where the government controls everything. We are already almost there.
And airlines now, Becky, airlines are talking about requiring vaccinations for domestic air travel.
And Sam, again, the airlines are almost entirely, they ought to be considered part of the federal government because they are regulated so heavily. That
quick
is
pause. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Becky Akers with us, our guest, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Look up Becky Akers, ladies and gentlemen, on the internet. Type in Hailstorm or Abducting Arnold, two of her incredible novels. They're revolutionary new novels. Buy them before they're banned today. We're talking about where rights come from. They come from God. We're talking about the perversions in America. We elect perverted leaders and act like they're, you know, perversions don't matter. And then eventually you are indoctrinated to a perverted populace, ladies and gentlemen. Headline, Kurt's got it, proves it. Dateline, WorldNet Daily, CBS, Kurt.
Yeah, I really don't know all the things to add about this, but, you know, CBS, as far as I know, CBS, Sam has never had Becky Akers on, never had you on,
yeah.
Never had Sheriff Mack on. I'm sure we could go on down the list of a whole bunch of good, honest Americans they've never had on, and yet
they probably never will have on.
Yeah, good point. And I guess that's probably the reason I don't watch CBS. But anyway, they just turned to a guy recently to pass on advice to parents. The guy's name is Dan Savage. Now, this guy, just so you know kind of who he is, he actually spent some time working at the headquarters of the, what is it, Gary Bauer's organization. I think it was, I'm not sure, Family Research Council. But he tells about how when he was there, Sammy did stuff like, since he's a homosexual, he wanted to go around and, you know, pretty much cause problems, so he'd lick doorknobs. I guess he'd lick doorknobs, lick staplers, lick, I guess, coffee cups that were not used or whatever. He said he licked the computer keyboards. Anyway, you know, it's interesting how a guy like this can basically admit to all these things. A whole bunch of different things.
Now, Gary Bauer didn't know who this guy was when he was there, right?
No, as far as I know, the reason he got to be in there is that he told somebody that he helped save a little baby from abortion that they had adopted. Turns out he adopted him with his, you know, male, well, I don't know what you call him.
The point
anyway,
Gary Bauer got snookered.
Yeah, and this guy did all these things that if, let's say we turned it around, Sam, and had, you know, some conservative doing these things, you know. I'm sure the SPLC and everybody else, and yet CBS has him as a guest to give parents some, good advice. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, headline has to say this. I guess CBS has radical gay advising parents on sex talks. In other words, this gay guy, this whacked out mental case on government-sponsored TV, basically saying, hey, you got to tell your kids what they need to know. Now, I'm not sure what he would say they need to know, but I'm sure it all has a sodomite wrapper on it. Instead of telling children that rights come from God and marriage between one man, one woman, traditional marriage is God's sacred institution for the perpetuation of society, for stability and safety, for honor and integrity, for morality and blessings that come from the author of liberty himself. Okay, we're almost to the point where we have flat out two Americas, either the indoctrination camp or the education camp, Becky.
Yes. I'm just astonished. I have to say that parents who would turn to CBS for advice on raising their children probably deserve to get this sodomite as their counselor. The only guide we need is the Word of God. And I was interested, Kurt, in your summary of the folks who will never be invited to appear on CBS. One of the reasons for that is, of course, because CBS, like other broadcasting stations, is licensed by the federal government. And I'm always amazed that this doesn't seem to enrage anyone. So essentially what you are dealing with is propaganda. You are dealing with U.S. government-approved broadcasting. If CBS, ABC, NBC, and the other stations out there, including all cable stations, which are also licensed, don't toe the line on government propaganda, their license is yanked. And yet people accept what these broadcasters tell them as the truth. It's not the truth. It's been filtered through government lies. So the only way that you can trust honesty from media, and I was very amused at the brouhaha over the anchor that's caught in a lie. I don't have a television, don't want anything to do with it, so I'm not always familiar with all their names, but it was a common name. I remember thinking, oh, not an exotic one like so many of them now have. But anyway, this man was caught lying about a war record or something, and people are astonished. I just had lunch yesterday with a friend who's just heartbroken over this, and I asked her, why would you think a guy who devotes his life to retailing propaganda would be honest personally?
Well, and not only did he lie, but they make it sound like he lied and no one really realized it. That, in and of itself, is a lie. These people, look, when you go out into the field, when you're a big TV anchor guy, you have multiple cameramen, multiple spotters, multiple people doing research on the ground, multiple people making it possible for you to go in and do your reporting. All these people on the ground knew that he was lying, and they let it go, and they participated in the lie, too. Let's not deceive ourselves and think, golly, he lied and no one really knew the truth. That isn't true at all.
Sam, it's also, Kurt's story is fascinating to consider the malevolence in this sodomite. Can you imagine a heterosexual normal person going around saying, I tried to kill my coworkers by spreading my germs to them? Can you imagine that?
Imagine walking around going, I licked everything in the office.
I tried to kill my homosexual coworkers by spreading my germs to them. That's essentially what this guy is saying. And then just consider the utter lack of self-respect for someone who says that he went around licking doorknobs. Would you do that? Would any sane human being who doesn't want germs all over the interior of his mouth lick a doorknob?
Of all things?
It's how you get to be on CBS, you know.
I'm sorry?
She says that's
how you get to be on CBS.
I'm astonished at the malevolence and the utter lack of any kind of respect for yourself that you admit to such behavior. And you say, I think so little of myself that I don't mind licking a doorknob, envision yourself doing that. I can't. It would make me physically ill to even think of myself.
Well, again, of course it would, but you don't have mental issues. Now, don't worry, Obama's advisor's in the news, and he's seriously concerned about a hot topic, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt?
Well, yeah, and I don't think you're going to get a lot of coverage for this story, Sam, but Podesta, as the guy's name, and he basically says that one of the things he's sad about is that he didn't get to tell enough people about UFOs. I didn't hear that much, from Obama, et cetera, but he says that America's been kept in the dark about UFOs. That's John Podesta, and he says that's one of his greatest regrets. pretty interesting. Imagine the government keeping secrets.
That America doesn't even know their history, Becky.
Amen.
Yeah, and I think a much greater regret should be that Americans didn't know about the NSA until 2 years ago. You know, UFOs, who cares? NSA, big, big deal. We are dealing with the greatest threat to human liberty in all of history. And this guy's worried about little green men in outer space? There's something really wrong with these people.
Well, that's how you reject talking about the real issues if you do that, right?
Yes, yes. And I have to say, too, Sam, I'm always amazed when I log on to one of my email accounts. I have a great many of them at this point, and I log on to one of them, and whatever the news of the day is, it's buried beneath celebrities. I think, how is it that some jerk I have never heard of in Hollywood trumps the latest release from the NSA, from Ed Snowden's files? How is it that I have to wade through all this gobbledygook about Taylor Swift before I can get to the NSA's latest escapade against Americans? Why do I have to click five stories in to find the latest news about how the TSA has just savaged another taxpayer, another American, trying to fly from Des Moines to New York City? This is just outrageous. But again, it's falling into the propaganda.
Well, and they're gonna force everyone to take the jab who jumps on a plane pretty soon if they have their way.
Yes, yes. So these threats to human liberty are completely buried under all this frou-frou nonsense that no human being should ever care about.
But you have the right to your own body if you want to murder your unborn. But if you want to not take the jab, well, the greater good's at stake here, by golly, right?
And I have to say, too, Sam, with the airlines so completely regulated by bureaucrats, I'm sure that this idea didn't come from the airlines. I'm sure this is originating with the CDC or some other health Nazi who thinks that my health is his business. It is not. But I'm sure that's where it's coming from, some bureaucrat somewhere. And the airlines, they never can leap fast enough when their masters in politics tell them, here's what we want done. The airlines are hand in glove with the federal government, the reason being that they can shift a lot of their costs of operations to taxpayers this way. The FAA, which does a lot of the stuff airlines should be doing for themselves, is funded by taxpayers. Things like controlling the control towers at airports. Okay, that's all FAA.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of time. Becky Akers, our guest. Her two books. She's an author. Look up Becky Akers and Hailstorm or Becky Akers Abducting Arnold. Buy them before they're banned today. Becky, thank you.
Thank you. It's always an honor and a privilege.
We'll chat soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we can restore America. It's going to take a lot of hard work, though. You're going to have to reject the indoctrination and look for real education. It is George Washington's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Learn the principles that he backed and do the same. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can restore America. This nation shall endure.